All right. Make sure you fellowship as we are now at the last point of our doctrine of faith. As some additional observations concerning faith, page 4 of our notes. A, the righteous, those who are oriented to sound doctrine, shall live by faith in both a phase 1 and phase 2 context. Begins phase 1, it is designed to extend into phase 2. Habakkuk 2:4, Old Testament. As a prophet of Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets, not that he was minor spiritually, just that's how they designate the shorter books in the Old Testament. He records here for us, "Behold, as for the proud one," that's one who is haughty or arrogance, "under negative volition, their STA, his soul is not right within him. Not willing to submit yourself to the authority of God, his plan for your life. Your soul is not right. It is one that will face judgment accordingly. But the righteous will live by his faith, in spite of all the scientific, empirical, and rational evidence that the cosmos tries to inundate the human race with in terms of explaining our existence apart from Bible doctrine. Their soul is nothing more than a tool of Satan trying to remove the reality of our existence and creation in and of itself, inserting their own explanations, ideologies, philosophies, things of this nature. It's probably one of the coolest experiential aspects of the Bible, is it puts us all in touch with what is real reality. It's none of this fake stuff. It's not theory. It's real. And obviously, apart from embracing the truth of God in that vein, one will flounder in life in and of itself, no matter how much in appearance successfully they may seem to have engaged life, whether they're the Einsteins of the world or the gates of the world. These things mean nothing apart from spiritual realities that otherwise define them for what they are and will bring about the consequences and ramifications of their life to them in its own right. Galatians 3:11. Again, this is a rendition of Habakkuk that we just read. Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident. It's obvious that the law can't save you. The law always condemns. And the Mosaic law condemns the entire human race, proclaiming their failure of meeting God's standard of righteousness. For the righteous man will live by faith. Hence, the only system available is a system of faith in order for mankind to otherwise be delivered from their domain of sin and unrighteousness of which they're born into, physically, bodily, and live in regards to their life. Hebrews 10:38. Again, reference to the Old Testament, but my righteous one will live by faith. Beginning phase one, then phase two in the truth of doctrine. And if third class condition, obviously recognizing the existence of free will, maybe yes, maybe no, depending on your own determination. And if he shrinks back, in terms of not embracing the truth of doctrine in its intended form of understanding, he says, my soul, that's God's essence, his sovereignty, has no pleasure in him. While one is, does not bring any joy to God. No satisfaction to God in terms of their existence. So, as James says, if you don't embrace the truth, believing it, then you're nothing more than another vacillating individual living in life in terms of what you understand or accept as truth, etc. And you're not stable. Obviously, whatever troubles people have in regards to their life experientially, you can always take it back to a spiritual reality that needs to be addressed in regards to their life. I mean, you want to do right by people and give good counsel and advice. But for those who are not oriented to Bible doctrine, if they're facing tests in life and you're trying to give them counsel, it's your opportunity to witness in regards to the spiritual realities that they need to face first and foremost if they expect to get their physical life and emotional life in control. Otherwise, they'll continue just under the energy of the flesh, flounder around and on the ground like a fish out of water. And that's a good way to picture people not on doctrine, believers especially. So we live by faith. Be the just believer is said to, quote, keep the faith, end quote, which is the passive sense of the faith. Whereas a believer in reversionism is said to suffer shipwreck in regards to his faith. Whatever active faith they have is misplaced. 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul says he kept the faith. He recognized the need for him to maintain his drive of postulation in his own life. If you want to have a moment of clarity in regards to the drive of your postulation, you just need to stop and check yourself. How much do you still desire to know the truth of Bible doctrine? If you're not seeking, then your desire is waning. Your postulation is becoming stale in that sense. I have fought the good fight, Paul says. I have finished the course. fighting the good fight is dealing with one's STA. We're trying to live a life that aligns with God and His perfect righteousness experientially while we live in a fleshly existence that's sinful in nature. And disobedience to God is inherent in regards to how it salivates and how it tends to express itself. But yet, through grace and faith and Bible doctrine, we are given all the tools, spiritual assets, etc., to deal with that. To deal with that. It's called rebound to begin with. It's called NPR secondarily to sustain it. Your most pressing responsibility to make a maturity adjustment in regards to your life and applying Bible doctrine and divine good production. And that means that you have to overrule your sin nature. And that's why it's important in regards to doctrine. You've got to recognize what your priorities are before God. And we're here to tell you that your most pressing responsibility is being in Bible class to consistently be fed the truth of Bible doctrine and making sure that you're remaining oriented in regards to the truth and not wintering off under the energy of flesh, under some human viewpoint philosophy otherwise, and continue to grow up spiritually in that vein. And that means that you overrule your sin nature in those distractions, those things otherwise that would compromise your spiritual advance. That's first and foremost. You've got to come to light. Jesus said, if you don't come to light, you're negative. See? And obviously, to the degree that is true in regards to an individual, well, we understand tests go on, and life is as it is in terms of certain circumstances, situations. Still, the consistency and stability in regards to one's NPR is a reflection in regards to how they have prioritized their life otherwise. And if you have those situations in life that tends to be an obstacle to a certain degree under living grace, there's things you have to pray about and continue to ask God to help you to establish your priority sufficiently so you can make the maturity adjustment otherwise. So to fight the good fight, overruling the sin nature, staying with the truth of doctrine, and then finishing the course, holding to the end. And that way we keep the faith. Then for 1 Timothy 1:19, as he charges Timothy, Paul does, Timothy, a pastor teacher, this charge entrusts you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you of his ordination, a spiritual gift, etc., that by then you may fight the good fight for himself, as Paul proclaims he has done, keeping faith. That's passive faith, a doctrine, obviously recognize an active faith necessary to do that, and a good conscience. What's a good conscience? That's a conscience that's been built upon our normal conscience given to all mankind with all the intricacies and details of Bible doctrine, sensitizing it at a level that the rest of the world does not have. They don't have the kind of conscience that we construct for ourselves with doctrine. To them, whether you go to a Bible class, a certain church, with a certain pastor, teacher, to them, what's that? What's that, see? And to violate that violates our conscience, see? To know that we're disobedient. So the good conscience, that conscience built with Bible doctrine, that keeping faith in a good conscience, verse 19, which some have rejected. That looks at repudiation. That's not right for me. Or who does that jerk think he is to tell me what the truth of God's word is? I can figure it out on my own. Go for it. Go for it. I'll see you at the Bema. You know, all these things that people come up with. Reject, repudiated, refused, if you will, and suffered shipwreck, a spiritual shipwreck concerning their faith, to bail out for whatever accommodates their STA as their reasoning for why they are bailing and their human viewpoint philosophy. That's why I constantly exhort maybe some doctrine you're not completely apprehending yet and understanding the gap. You don't reject it. Put it on the back burner. Pray about it. Over time, these things will become clear. There, still today, 45 years later, certain doctrines are coming even more clear to many of us. See, so anyway, see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you don't exercise proper faith, then God is not happy with you, to put it quite frankly, succinctly. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please Him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. It is only through faith that we can preserve our souls from shame at the Bema. All believers in the church age, dispensation, whether they assembled or not in time, they will make this assembly and stand before Jesus Christ, in which all of our works that we've done in the body as believers will be rewarded or burn up accordingly to one's spiritual disposition of applications at the time, or misapplications. And that's the Bema reward ceremony. Hebrews 10:39. We are not those, we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul, the acquisition, possession of what God has to offer us, which will be provided for us at the Bema in that vein. You don't follow your unbelieving counterparts in life. You know, their excuses, their faith is misplaced and not appropriate. Spiritual heroes are examples of faith. Hebrews 11:1-39, chapter that is dedicated to Old Testament saints, predominantly as heroes of the faith. We won't read the entire chapter. We've been through it before more than a couple of times in my ministry. But you can look at it and recognize and see Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, the early patriarchs, etc. Their faith in God and the examples that they provide. Rahab the harlot, Samson, Samuel, many of these are mentioned, Moses, in that regards. Verse 32, what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and the prophets, in terms of those who did it right, phase 2, Old Testament, who by faith conquered kingdoms, verse 33, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, Daniel, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight, in terms of how God utilized them, in terms of their niches, etc. And then 35, women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release in order that they might attain a better resurrection. What's a better resurrection? That's SG3. That's the rewards that goes for those, that's available for those who do it right, plug in, and apply Bible doctrine. And obviously the epitome is the wreath, the prize. And others experience mockings and scourgings. Yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death. They're murdered. For no reason other than basically they're innocent people trying to live the Christian life. And the evil people of this world often take issue with them and have no care in regards to one's faith and belief. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. And then verse 38, in parentheses, men of whom the world was not worthy. You can't look at people and their successes and power in life and say, well, that person's great before God. The world's worthy of them. No, the worthy people are positive believers who've done it right and held it in. Many of them leaving this life and the rest of the people going, oh, that's just sad. You know, and look down upon them and all these other things. Men, people that the world is not worthy, understand that. The world is not worthy of positive volition because it is dominant negative volition, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these having gained approval through their faith did not receive what was promised. Now, Old Testament saints, Abraham didn't get to possess the land, etc. He's got to wait to phase three, etc. But God and the other patriarchs, but God had provided something better for us so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect, recognizing the dispensational realities, etc. That is part of God's plan and the church being involved. 1 Timothy 4:12. That when no one look down your youthfulness, Timothy, for better speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Timothy, a younger pastor teacher, and Paul exhorts him, don't let others senior years chronologically try to run your life. You do it for God, do it as unto the Lord, and show by example. 2 Timothy 3:10, your own spiritual maturity. 2 Timothy 3:10, but you followed Timothy, my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance. He saw by example Paul and imitated that in his own life. For Revelation 13:10. If anyone here is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword, he must be killed. Here's the perseverance and the faith of the saints, of those people who will be martyred, many of them in the tribulational period, in spite of all the overt global antagonism and pressure and aggression placed upon them in that environment, in that condition of history. And then finally, F, we are therefore to imitate the faith of positive believers. Again, Hebrews, back to Hebrews 6:12. And turn it to the Jewish Christians, and we desire that you may not be sluggish, cavalier, lackadaisical in regards to application of doctrine, but imitators of those who through faith, that's inhale faith, and patience, that's exhale faith, inherit the promises, SG3, and then 13:7. Remember those who led you, the spiritual authorities affiliated with Jewish Christians, who spoke the word of God to you, communicated it, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith, as these were those who had their spiritual priorities straight and pursued God's plan for their life. That is what we are to imitate and seek to do for ourselves in regards to our own life. And then we close the two verses here, the Habakkuk 2:4 verse, "Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith." And then again, Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." All right, we have scheduled for the Lord's table that we had to postpone here for